is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Press, Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. The name and a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Equalink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in portable through the Echolink system tonight. Good evening. I believe I'm the only one to.
Kevin, good evening. Always nice to have you. Glad to know you have a way of, how is it, keeping track or seeing that there's either others or none online or standing by. How are things with you this evening? Are you in North Utica or back home in Oneonta?
Hey, good evening. Yeah, KD2FBM here. Actually, I believe I'm actually on, what is it, Route 5A in Yorkville, I think is where we are right now. Making our way back. We just went out and did some shopping. Going back to North Utica for the evening, and I'll be up here for all the next week here. So, yeah, just enjoying the nice evening out here. Looks like we got 54 degrees outside here on Commercial Drive. So, kind of a nice evening here. I'm enjoying it, hanging out and chatting with my fiance, and we're looking for a gas station to get fuel so she can head back to work in the morning. So, on that note, I will say 73 KD2FBM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, I hope you have a safe journey, and certainly need the go juice in the vehicle. They don't wind up very easy anymore, so good luck on your trip. Have a safe one, and thank you for checking in. Always nice to have you come aboard. 73. Have a good day tomorrow also. Okay. Knowing that was all the Equalink stations, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is N5AOW.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got Pete, KC2WI, N2PFM, George. George, we'll start with you. How you doing?
Well, good evening, Bob, Pete, and everybody, Kevin James, and everybody else on the net. Got a temperature of 52 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today started at a cool 39 and got up to 64 today. Tomorrow's supposed to be in the 70s. And let's see, Tuesday I go in for inspection, and hopefully everything will go right there to make sure I got enough miles on it for the sensors to be ready, and after that job we did yesterday. so we got there before yesterday. So, let's hope everything goes all right there. I went to church last night, and I went to church again today. Last night in Loudville, today in Port Lydon. So, that's about it. Nothing too much dramatic at this point, so we'll say glad of that. So we'll say God bless, and 73s, I'll keep you posted on the latest saga of that white man. M2PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, it sounds like you got the codes cleared, and normally, I don't know, it varies, I think, per vehicle, and sometimes with a computer, but seems like you need to run a minimum of 50 miles and probably somewhere close to 100 at different times, just for the computer to stabilize and clear everything and not have something hanging in the wind on you. Well, good luck with that. You have a good evening and a good day tomorrow, 73. And we'll see what Pete's got for us, KC2WY.
Well, I'm pretty much done for the evening here. I'm about to watch a, I don't know if this is a legit or a nonsense kind of a thing here, but Facebook, somehow it appeared on my Facebook, something like, watch what happens. A scientist dropped a basketball off a dam. The results were surprisingly awesome. So there's a video. On a site called Viral Nova. So we'll see. Anyway, I got two calls from the guy who just picked up his computer. For some reason, when he turned it on, you know, leave it to Microsoft, he gets a, you know, error message, or, you know, Windows didn't start properly, we're doing a repair, you know. I said, I don't know. I turned that computer off and on 24 times in the last 5 days, you know, and it this stuff is unexplainable. Well, it finally prepared itself and started up. I said, I don't know what to tell you, you know, if it keeps running, great. If it doesn't, call me. And then he says, well, how do you turn this thing off? Because it was used to a different version or something, so, you know. Anyway, so I got that taken care of, hopefully. Everything's good there. I had another guy come pick one up this morning that I did some data recovery on, and he's going to send it back in under warranty. And the little bit of porch cleaning, I got a little bigger stack of stuff to take to the transfer station, and I got to do a lot more. And I should really throw out more than I'm going to the first shot, but I have to sort of force myself to throw more things out and just say, yeah, these might be good and it might be fixable, but, you know, there's a limit. Although, I had an old keyboard, a keyboard that I'm using, I like it, old PS2 style, and I popped a key off it somewhere. It's probably down behind the shelf. And, you know, luck would have it, I had another old keyboard that must not work right or something, and it's probably the old style AT connectors. I got some real old ones. And or it doesn't work. I don't know what. I had a couple of them. I hadn't gotten it thrown out, and guess what? Exactly the same keyboard except a different, you know, connector. So the keys are the same, so I don't have to go find that key, and I can still use my keyboard. So, you know, that stuff happens. I got an old Apple iMac. I guess it's going to be kind of cool. Anyway, that's the story here, KC2WI.
Okay, well, I'm glad that worked out with, well, at least you think, worked out with a guy with a phone call. Yeah, sometimes these things pop up and it makes you wonder why, and, you know, even the best intelligence looking at it can't seem to figure out some of the problems that these electronics create. I can understand why. There's more to it than what you can come up with. but yeah, talking about the older units, I remember when Sherry was working for Honeywell, and I guess they were using, I think it was Apple at the time, that was going back in the late 80s, or Mac. I don't know if that's the same or not. I never knew enough about it to equate the two together or whatever. But anyway, she was raving about different systems that, you know, they had worked with in the past, and I guess the Mac or the Apple, whichever one it was, could be one and the same, was that seemed to work the smoothest or the best. And nothing I ever got involved in until probably about the late 90s at best. So, with that, there was something else I was going to say, Pete, but I had one of these blank spots pop up. It's kind of like having a digital readout and it goes black on you. But I guess this kind of thing happens. Anyway, thank you for checking in, 73. Have a good evening. And I think I'll make another call and see if anyone else would care to join us here. This is M5AOW, at control for the Black River Valley Service, and I'm looking for check-in. Well, my day was relatively calm. I didn't do a whole lot. It was a nice day. I got out. I did prepare, what did I do? Took some more pictures of a couple of snowmobiles that I'm selling. Fired them both up, both started up within the second pull, and not a problem. They're running good, and I was quite happy with that. Put the covers on them, and of course they're under cover to start with. You know, in fact, they're sitting on a trailer. And that's pretty much it. I came up, blew a few leaves around that was gathering in one area on the lawn. Can't think of anything else I really did. Got into the shed and straightened up a little bit with a... Well, that's one of those deals where you have wood equipment, you always have sawdust around. Sawdust is still there, but at least I picked everything else up. Then I went to the house and watched a football game, so... That was pretty much the sum total of my day. Now we're sitting watching a couple of programs, or will be back to it. So, very nice day. I welcome the day tomorrow, because that's going to be warmer yet, but after that I guess it's going to get considerably cooler for us, so I think much past fall, I think winter is trying to sneak in. Okay, I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would like to join us. This is N5AOW.
N2PFM with a computer comment.
Get up, George, N2PFM.
I think your wife would remember something like the Honeywell 2000. I remember that very well back in the seminary days, there in the beginning of the 70s. That was the equivalent to the IBM 360 back then. Or in computer terms, that's what you would call ancient history. So, whether she was familiar with them, I was very familiar with them back then. It's quite interesting there with Fortran and PL1 and that. Oh yeah, and then COBOL. Oh, quite interesting. So you got those skills today, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. And to PFM.
Okay. You know, ironically enough, George, I have enough memory to remember some of those numbers you mentioned and her talking about it, so evidently had to be some that she's familiar with and worked on. I know she was with them a while, and you know, they were just coming out with a lot of the microchips at that time, and quite incredible. They used to have periodic parties, well, during the course of the year, and of course other ones too. And got to know some of the people. that time, you know, things were a little bit on the QT side, but still, they had a few things that they were proud of, and they had them on a display, and it was nice. So, yeah, those numbers definitely sounded familiar, so I'm sure if she was handy, she probably could talk about that herself. I know things have improved drastically since, but if it wasn't for the start of some of the older equipment, a lot of us probably wouldn't be on computer at all. Okay, well, you have a fine evening, and I think what we're going to do is see if there are any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete and George and Kevin on the road, mobile, for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening. 73, and I hope Monday is an excellent day. Take care, folks. And 5 AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. It's always appreciated. I will say 73. KD2FPM is clear.
KOJ for Octon, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon is on the 145.17. Stations for Octon, come now, please.
KC2NBU,
hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else rock on? Says KB2KOJ for rock on. Says KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon, currently on the 145.17. I'll make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Is there anyone else wishing to sign in to Octon with or without traffic? Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 73 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.